Section 3. Expanded Story. Today, we are going to visit a very special place. There is a wonderful world under the waves of the deep blue ocean. Not many people visit this place, but there are millions of animals living down there. Some are big, and some are small. Some are beautiful, and some are amazing. You will be surprised at all the things you can see down there. Are you ready? Let's explore the ocean together. Keep your eyes open, and you won't miss a thing. Look at this strange-looking fish. It's a lionfish. Lionfish are beautiful, but like lions, they can be dangerous. Their stripes are a warning. The stripes tell other fish and people to be careful of this fish. They can sting you with their long spines. Can you see its eye? Let's leave this lionfish now and look for some other interesting creatures to see. Hey, look up. What's this swimming in the ocean? That's right. It's a turtle. Turtles are big and heavy, but they are good swimmers. They swim thousands of kilometers a year. Their hard shell protects them from sharks and other dangerous fish. They come onto beaches to lay eggs. When the eggs hatch, all the baby turtles crawl down the beach and into the sea. Turtles are in danger because people want their shells and their eggs. We must help protect and save these beautiful ocean animals. Now this is a very interesting creature. It's called an octopus. Octopuses live in every ocean. They come in all colors and sizes. Some can even change color. They change color so other dangerous animals cannot see them. They have 8 tentacles. The tentacles are like long, thin arms. They use their tentacles to swim and to catch things to eat. When a fish attacks them, they can squirt ink at it and swim away. These interesting creatures are also very smart. The ocean is not just full of fish. In warm oceans, there are coral reefs. Coral reefs look like rocks, but they are really made of millions of tiny animals. There are different types of coral, and they come in many different colors. Sometimes coral makes small islands. Coral reefs are home to thousands of fish and other sea animals. They are like busy cities underwater. If we protect the coral, all these animals will always have a place to live. Here is an interesting sea creature. It's not a fish, and it's not a plant. It also has a strange name. It's called an anemone. Can you say that? Anemone. You can find anemones in every coral reef. Anemones look like plants, but they are really animals. Anemones cannot move around, so they wait for their food to come to them. They catch small fish with their tentacles. But this clownfish is the anemone's friend. The anemone protects the fish, and the fish cleans the anemone. Would you like to live in an anemone like this clownfish? Is this a plant or a fish? If you look very carefully, you will see. This beautiful animal is called a sea dragon, and it's a fish. It lives in warm water in the Pacific Ocean. The Pacific Ocean lies between Asia and the Americas. It swims slowly through the seaweed, and hungry fish don't see it because it looks like a plant. Isn't that amazing? Can you see why it's called a sea dragon? Crabs live in every ocean in the world. Crabs have 10 legs and walk sideways very quickly. They can live in the water and on the beach. They have a hard shell, and two of their legs have pincers. They come in many colors and sizes. This is the Japanese spider crab. It's the biggest crab in the world, and it can sometimes grow to nearly 4 meters wide. Crabs use their pincers to put food into their mouths, but they can also use them to pinch you. Ouch! Ah, everybody knows these sea creatures. They are beautiful dolphins. Many people think they are our ocean friends. Dolphins are some of the smartest animals in the sea. They are not fish. They have warm blood like us, so they are called mammals. They live in family groups. They can swim very fast and jump high out of the water. Sometimes dolphins like to race boats and swim and play with people. Did you know that oceans cover about 70% of the Earth? That is a lot of water. The oceans are very deep. Some parts are so deep that the sunlight cannot reach the bottom. People need special submarines to go down into these dark places. A submarine must be very strong, or the water pressure will crush it. This submarine has lights, so it can take photographs of the amazing things that live deep down in the sea. It must be very exciting to ride in one of these submarines. When you go deep down in a submarine, you can see many strange fish. Each of these has its own special way of living in the dark. This anglerfish has a light on its head. Other fish are interested in the light, because there is no other light in this dark place. When small fish swim to the light, the anglerfish opens its mouth and eats them. The anglerfish is like a fisherman with a fishing rod and a light as the bait. What a great way to fish! These creatures look like jelly, so they are called jellyfish. Jellyfish come in all shapes and sizes. They are soft, they have no bones, and you can see right through them. They don't have eyes or fins, but they can swim through the water and feed using their tentacles. They look really beautiful, but their long, thin tentacles can sting you. Some jellyfish are very dangerous. Don't touch them. Have you ever seen animals like this before? These slow-moving animals are called dugongs. They live in the warm water of the Indian Ocean and the Pacific Ocean. Dugongs are like dolphins and whales. Although they live in the sea, they have to come up to breathe air through a hole at the top of their heads. Dugongs are also called sea cows because they eat green sea grass. They look like cows eating grass. This big flat fish is a manta ray. Rays are in the shark family. There are many types of rays. The biggest is the manta ray. Its big fins look like a bird's wings. Years ago, sailors were afraid of manta rays and called them devil fish. But now we know that they are harmless. They only eat tiny animals called plankton. This diver is in no danger as he gets a ride on the manta ray's back. It looks like a lot of fun. Last but not least, we come to the largest animals in the ocean, the whales. Whales are the giants of the sea. Some whales can grow to be 30 meters long and weigh 200,000 kilograms. They are mammals like dolphins and dugongs. They have warm blood and they have to breathe air. Whales swim in family groups called pods. Can you see this mother whale and her baby? The ocean is a wonderful place to explore, full of strange and exciting life. We must treasure it and protect it.